In 2017, Kansas changed the way it handles children who commit crimes, creating stricter standards for sending them through the court system. Now, kids who commit low-level crimes stay in their community. But Kansas foster care contractors say the result is more children with mental illnesses and violent behaviors coming into the already strained child welfare system. Nameen Ujiadeen of the Kansas News Service reports.
Jonathan Stahl's house in Olathe is crowded, with bedroom doors, early Christmas decorations, and eight kids. There's a lot of joy in Stahl's life and a lot of challenges. Seven of those kids are from the foster system. He and his wife specialize in taking in teenage boys with behavioral issues.
Sometimes you're up at 3 a.m. because a kid's had a flashback, or you bring in kids that have never had rules before and you start to have rules and you're butting heads about that.
It's always challenging to work with foster kids, many of whom have gone through serious traumatic experiences. But lately, some foster parents and the contractors they work with say it's gotten harder. There are more and more children coming in who are acting up, sometimes destroying property or hurting other people. Stahl, who's been a foster parent for 5 years and trains other parents, has noticed too.
There's definitely an influx of teenagers into the foster care system, and more kids with behavioral issues, with criminal backgrounds.
KVC Kansas and St. Francis Ministries, the state's two largest private foster care contractors, say that's because of the changes to juvenile justice. They say the law brought more kids with high needs and psychiatric issues into a foster care system that already doesn't have enough families or mental health treatment. The system has been criticized for letting children sleep in offices and run away. Last year, advocates filed a lawsuit against the state for frequently moving foster children from home to home.
We've taken one situation that was not working effectively, and we've created an alternate situation that is also not working effectively.
Linda Boss is the president of KVC Kansas. She says since the change, foster kids have attacked her staff, families, and other kids more often. Some have brought weapons or caused thousands of dollars of damage at offices. Boss says employees have quit because they don't feel safe at work. Some foster families are worried for their safety too, and they think that kids won't have an incentive to behave without the threat of going to jail. They used to call the police if a kid smashed a window or threatened to kill someone. But now, police just pick the kids up and send them back home.
Is there room to tweak some things? Yes, but until we've actually seen the data, I think it's premature to do something like that.
Greg Smith is a former state senator who helped craft the legislation and leads the state's Juvenile Justice Oversight Committee. He says before it passed, many children experienced more harm than good in prison.
If you take a kid who's committed a low-level crime and you treat him like a high-level offender, then they're going to become a high-level offender.
Now there are more kids in therapy, addiction treatment, and other alternatives to jail. And Smith is skeptical that the changes are to blame for foster care's problems. The Department for Children and Families, the state's child welfare agency, says there isn't a lot of data on this issue. Deputy Secretary Tanya Keyes says there has been an influx of older children with behavioral and mental health issues, but she's not sure if those are the same kids who would previously have been in the juvenile justice system.
We may not be exactly sure why or what has caused that shift of increase in older youth.
Jonathan Stahl, the foster father in Olathe, says ultimately the system isn't equipped to heal troubled kids and their trauma.
There has to be an option other than punish a kid with foster care and punish them with jail.
What they really need, he says, is quality mental health care and a loving, stable home. And many kids aren't getting that, no matter where they end up. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Nomi Nojia Dean in Topeka.